And now, friends, hear these words from the Gospel of John, reading from the first chapter of John, verses 1 through 14, found on page 922 of your pew Bibles. This time, let us listen for God's word to us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us all, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father. It's the word of the Lord. Well, Merry Christmas to all of you. Amen. There's one word that I want to leave you with on this Christmas morning. It is the word glory, God's glory. This is the day that we celebrate the breaking of God's glory into the world. The Greek word for glory is doxa. It's where we get our word doxology, that we sing every Sunday giving glory and praise to God. We also sing every Sunday, though we didn't sing it this Sunday, the Gloria Patri, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. We all know that whenever we talk about God or speak about God, we have to say something about glory. God is encapsulated in glory. Glory is what the shepherds do when they first receive the divine intelligence of the Christ child in the world. They begin to glorify God and give God glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men. Glory. And glory is what John, in his beautiful prologue, refers to. The Word, he said, became flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacled among us, and we have seen, we have beheld his glory. Think of Moses on Mount Sinai, trying to capture a glimpse of God's glory, but being told that he could only see the backside because God's glory is too radiant, too powerful, too light to be able to be glimpsed head on. Think of the tabernacle in the wilderness, the very presence and locus of God being filled with the smoke and the light of God's glory. Think of the Israelites, century after century, watching and waiting for the day of the Lord, that day when the glory of the Lord will be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. Glory. Christmas is the day that we celebrate God's glory breaking into our world. The problem is, of course, that the little baby who comes to us this day, the little baby who we see grow up and become the one who bears God's glory and light in the world, doesn't seem very glorious from our human standpoint. He wasn't born in a glorious place. He didn't come from glorious parents. He didn't hang out with glamorous and glorious friends. He didn't have a glorious job the way we would understand it. And again, from the standpoint of the world, he didn't come to a glorious end. But Jesus was God's glory breaking into the world. Jesus was God's glory breaking into the world because the glory of God has never been about the lights and the radiance. The glory of God has always been the glory of God's self-giving love. It has always been the glory of God coming to be with us, coming down into our midst, coming to be with us and suffer with us and liberate us as one of us. That is God's glory. And that is our glory too, whenever we allow Jesus to show us what it means to be a human being. Glory. I read a little vignette that was in on a blog site this week. It was a story of glory. It wasn't the story of some military exploit. It wasn't the story of some glorious exploit on the sports field. It wasn't about the preening of some politician. It wasn't the glory of some business mogul. But it involved a 12-year-old boy in the sixth grade suffering from cancer and the effects of cancer and chemotherapy. It had taken out his hair, and of course his main concern was what his friends at school would think as he returned back to school. And so along with his mother, he did what all of us do in the face of weakness. We tried to cover it up. He went out and bought a wig, and that just didn't quite look right. And so he tried various hats. Most of them didn't look right. And he finally settled on a baseball cap that he would wear to school in order to hide his baldness. But when he got to school, he noticed that the whole of the sixth grade class had also shaved their heads to be in solidarity with him, to be with him, to care for him, to show them that they were all in it together. And that's glory. That's the kind of glory that God has come to show all of us in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In John's gospel that we read, Jesus talks about his glory. When he is lifted up, everyone will see his glory. When he is lifted up, not in some lofty position, when he is lifted up, not into some glorious title, but when he is lifted up on the cross, when he is lifted up, that's when everyone will see his glory. Because the cross was God's glory in its ultimate manifestation. It is God coming to be with us, for us, loving us so much that God was willing to die for all of us. And that's God's glory. The glory of Christmas. The glory of this day. The glory of self-giving love. The book of Revelation that we read earlier says that in the future, there will be no light. There will be no need for moon or the sun because God's glory will illumine everything. The whole world will be filled with God's glory. The whole world will be filled with God's love, with God's self-giving love. God's glory. And that day, that glory begins on this day, this Christmas day. And it begins with all of us. It begins with you. And it begins with me. It begins with all of us, too, learning what it means to live with glory. I will hope your Christmas day will be filled with that, and not only your Christmas day, but I hope that as God's people, as children of God, as lights of God out into the world, that you will reflect God's glory, God's love, God's care for the whole world, to all those who need their hearts illumined. Glory. It begins on this glorious day. Let us pray. God, you have shown us your glory, and we have heard that glory referred to in song, in melody. You've shown us your glory, and we have seen that glory manifested in your people as they gather here today. You've told us about your glory, and we see that glory taken out into the world in acts of kindness and love. We ask, Lord, that you help us live into this moment, that you help us live into this day, this Christmas day, that you help us to take deep down inside of our hearts what this day is all about. It is about your truth, your peace, your love coming in our midst so that our lives might be glorified. Teach us, dear Jesus, to live in glory. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.